Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here and welcome back to How to Be Stoic, Lessons in Strength, Wisdom and Courage. Today's topic is something we all face at some point, whether we want to or not. Adversity. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs faster than you can catch them? You know that feeling when you trip and fall, stub your toe, or realize that project deadline is creeping up faster than a zombie horde in a bad movie? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, adversity isn't necessarily the enemy. It can actually be our greatest teacher if we approach it with the right mindset. We're talking about developing a growth mindset, that awesome superpower that lets you see challenges not as roadblocks, but as stepping stones to something bigger and better. And trust me, it's a game changer. So, what does it really mean to have a growth mindset in adversity? Well, first off, it's about ditching the fixed mindset, that voice inside your head telling you you're not good enough, smart enough, or capable enough. It's that voice that says, I'm just not meant for this, or I always fail at these things. Sound familiar? Instead of letting those limiting beliefs hold you back, a growth mindset empowers you to embrace challenges as opportunities for learning and improvement. It's about believing that your abilities are not set in stone, but can be developed through dedication, hard work, and a willingness to step outside your comfort zone. Think of it like this. Every time you face a setback, it's an invitation to level up. And here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that growth mindset muscle. 1. Embrace the suck. Yeah, I said it. There will be tough times, moments where you want to throw in the towel and binge-watch reality TV instead of facing the mountain in front of you. But remember, true growth happens outside your comfort zone. Don't shy away from challenges, charge headfirst into them. 2. Reframe your failures. See those setbacks as stepping stones, not stumbling blocks. What did you learn from that experience? How can you use it to improve next time? Every failure is a chance to course correct and come back stronger. It's like learning to ride a bike. There are bound to be a few spells along the way, but each one brings you closer to mastering that two-wheeled beast. 3. Seek out feedback. Don't be afraid to ask for constructive criticism. It can be tough to hear sometimes, but it's invaluable for growth. Surround yourself with people who will give you honest feedback and challenge you to be your best self. Remember, a good friend isn't someone who always agrees with you, they are the ones who push you to be better. 4. Celebrate small wins. Don't wait for the big victories to feel proud of yourself. Celebrate every milestone, no matter how small. Did you finally finish that chapter? Awesome. Did you nail that presentation? High five. These little wins fuel your motivation and keep you moving forward. 5. Be patient with yourself. Growth is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and a whole lot of self-compassion. There will be days when you feel like you're making progress, and there will be days when you feel stuck. Remember to be kind to yourself throughout the process. Here's a real-world example that might resonate with you. Imagine you're trying out for the school basketball team, but you've never played competitively before. You're nervous, you're not sure if you're good enough, and you get called up for missing a few shots during practice. A fixed mindset would say, I'm just not athletic enough, or they are all better than me. But a growth mindset would say, okay, I missed those shots, but that means I have room to improve. What can I do differently next time? They might ask for feedback from the coach, practice dribbling and shooting more, or watch videos of professional players to learn new techniques. T. A growth mindset turns a potential defeat into an opportunity for learning and development. So, what's the takeaway here? Adversity is inevitable as part of life, but how we respond to it defines us. Choose to cultivate that growth mindset, embrace challenges as stepping stones, and watch yourself soar. Remember, you are capable of incredible things. Don't forget to subscribe to How to Be Stoic so you don't miss an episode packed with practical wisdom for navigating this crazy ride called life. And head over to our social media pages, let me know your biggest takeaways from today's show and share your own stories about overcoming adversity with a growth mindset. Let's keep learning, growing, and inspiring each other. Until next time, keep striving, keep pushing, and never stop believing in yourself.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.